You are now tuned in to Blowing in the Wind, a podcast that seeks to answer questions that are often heard in corporate corridors. Here's your host, Ramesh Srinivasan.
When at work do values really get tested? I look at my job, 9 to 5, and think back, and I can't put my finger on, did I use my value at the 9:30 meeting or at the 11:30 meeting? No, values really get tested when you are pushed to make instantaneous decisions. When you don't have time, when you're not given time, when you don't have all the data, but you need to make a choice. For example, you're online with a customer and he's asking you to do something that you've never done before and you're not even sure if it's in line with the company policy. But you do know that your company value is customer above everything else. Now, what do you do in that occasion? That, for example, is a good point to test whether your value superseded the company values or did you let the company value take its own course. Think back over the last few weeks, months, when you were pushed to make a decision under duress, under pressure. With a colleague, you had to quickly take a decision on whether to accept a job or not that is pushing on you. With a boss, you had to make a decision on should I talk back or not. With a customer, you had to decide should you charge him for this or not. Think back. What did you do? What were your values and what were those of the companies? Which way did you go? And that introspection will teach you how to handle a similar occasion better the next time around. Do values change over time? Oh, they do. Companies change over time by size, by geography, by business, and by nature of customers. Sometimes when a new management comes over, you need a new set of values. Sometimes when you open in 3-4 other geographies across the world, you need a set of values that encompass all their cultures and beliefs as well. It's good to look at values as a living document. Do update it at least once in 2-3 years. Do review them at least once a year.
Thank you for listening to Blowing in the Wind with Ramesh Srinivasan.